Hey guys, welcome back to the chat. I have been obsessed recently, and I make fun of people who use it, but now I'm that person who just sits there at night on my phone before bed just scrolling through random ass TikToks and sending them to my husband, to the point like he's like, "Babe, get off TikTok." And I'm like, "No." Because shit be funny. So, there's two things. One more serious, one stupid. And I kind of want to talk about the serious one first, then the stupid one, because I don't want to get too mad. First thing on there is the Holocaust trend right now. Like, the POV. Like, if you don't know what a POV is, it's like TikToks where they pretend to be your boyfriend or a teacher. And, like, they do a dialogue then you're supposed to be, like, responding to. And it's all kinds of creepy. If you want me to talk about that, I'll do that one day. I actually might do that one day. It's actually pretty interesting how messed up the POV stuff is on TikTok. But lately, it's like they're cosplaying as victims of the Holocaust. Like they died and they're in heaven talking to God and angels and stuff or whatever. And it's supposed to be like quote unquote educational. And I don't get it. Like, I know I'm, like, older, and it's like, I don't get the kids these days. Even as a teenager, I think it would be offensive. And I'm not the kind of person who gets offended by a lot of stuff. I find a lot of offensive stuff funny. So for me to be like, really? Or, okay. It means it takes a lot. So when I saw the, you know, Holocaust POV, why is this a trend to want to be a victim? And it's like, they're pretending they're in the concentration camps. If it's educational, then educate. I have no problem with people educating other people on what happened in the Holocaust. Because there are people who need to be educated on that. A lot of people don't know what happened. Especially nowadays. Like, it seems like nowadays it's trendy to be dumb. And it's just dark, man. It's dark and it's dumb. It does nothing, really. It's just, you're playing in makeup. You're not teaching anything. You're pretty much repeating the talking points that anybody who knows anything about the Holocaust know. We all know about the gas chambers. We all know about, you know, what happened at Auschwitz. If you really want to... If you really want to inform people, I'm all for that. You know, it's a big platform. There are a lot of young people on there. I don't make TikToks. Hell, I don't actually have an account. I just kind of go through the app and look at stuff. But if you want to educate people, I am all for that. I am all for people bettering themselves and getting more educated and learning about the world and our history so that we don't repeat it. But just to do it as like a trend to be cool and edgy and all that stuff, I think that's just short-sighted. I don't know. What do you guys think? The other thing I want to talk about is this Bryce Hall situation. If you don't know, TLDR, Bryce Hall is a very popular TikToker. Why do I know this at 30? I don't know why. He had like one of those Rona parties that they've been having in California during the quarantine parties, and he had a 21st birthday, and he packed his house full of people, no masks. There was like 100-something people, and they constantly kept having these parties. Well, it was a YouTuber named Jeff Noodles. He kind of put the spotlight on it, and they cut his water and his power. And I think he just moved to like his other house, which to me is hilarious. It's like 21-year-old, like, I have another house. I'm just going to go party over there. And he might be going to jail. And I know I shouldn't laugh about this, but it's like, you deserve it. Like, why are these influencers throwing Corona parties? Like, I have not been, like, the best about this. I'm not saying I haven't left the house. I've gone to the store, but I've worn my mask. If I'm going to a place that has a lot of people, I wear my mask. It's cute. Stray kids mask. So, to me, it seems dumb to have a party that big. Like, I don't even go around my older parents because I don't want the off chance of them getting sick. And your asses are out here throwing a full-ass rager with a bunch of other 20-somethings. And it's okay. I guess to their fans, they're like, ha, it's awesome, it's cool. Like, I get we're bored, you know? And I get he turned 21. 21 is a big age. But, bruh, you were shotgunning White Claws. You weren't having no hardcore party. Like, who shotguns White Claws? White Claws are some of the grossest alcoholic beverages I've ever had. And I can't drink beer because they're gross. I tried a White Claw one time. It was so disgusting. I am just not the person for hard seltzer, I guess. Ugh. I cannot. I do not even get it. But, on topic. You're out here shotgunning White Claws, trying to act all hard, and you turn 21. Like, dude, at least get your friends to get you some Bud Light. Like, if you saw the videos from the, like, cases. I'm sorry on this tangent. I know people are like, why are you so focused on the alcohol? If you are my friend and I am having a birthday party and you roll up with cases of White Claws, we're not friends anymore. We're not hanging out because you obviously have shit taste in alcohol. Like, I'm turning 21. You can't get me a bottle of Jack or some Patron. You can't, like, spend a little extra money. You gotta go spend the $13 to get a case of White Claw. I know how much a case of White Claw costs. And these dudes have money. So you're telling me I was worth like 13, 14 bucks for you. Thanks, guys. But all seriousness, they were doing all these parties to the point that the mayor of LA came out and said that they were going to cut the electricity and the water to their house if they don't stop. And they kept going. And then it was like they were playing chicken with the mayor of the town. Like, do you not respect authority? I know people who don't respect authority, but you don't outwardly do it. Like, they were making videos joking about, oh, this water is so warm. Look at all of this electricity. The AC is so amazing. And I'm like, oh, God, yeah. You guys are going to get fucked up. And then the mayor actually, they actually shut the power off. And they're like, well, it's illegal. I don't think it is. I really don't think it is. Because you're putting public health and safety in, it's becoming a problem. You're gonna hurt public health and safety by having these parties. And there's a spike in California, and they think, well, the two things don't correlate. How does not, these guys are going out partying, having these huge ass parties. And it's like, it's not even like we're on quarantine where we have to stay home. You just have to wear a mask. So is it above you to just throw a mask on? Hell, I've seen some influencers have parties where it was just family and close friends. And that's fine. They were all like, you know, it's people you probably know don't have it. So why is that so damn difficult? Why is it so hard for people to just follow basic damn rules? I don't get it. I really don't. It's just funny to me. And these are the people who are really popular and make the most money. God, it's hilarious to me. I'm sorry. So now, in all the infamy of all this, he may go to jail or have to pay a fine. I am just dying laughing at this because you cannot fuck with the government and not expect some kind of repercussion. I mean, I'll keep an eye on the story and see what happens and give an update when it does. It's just funny to me. It's fucking hilarious. I got to finally max level my warlock on Warcraft the other day. That was so much fun. Like, I hate dungeon grinding. But when you get a good group and you guys just plow through dungeon after dungeon after dungeon after dungeon, and you just slowly see your experience bar go up, it's just so satisfying. coming from the person who's I've leveled, but not to max ever, except like I leveled this one to max and I still had help with it. So it felt good. It felt good to grind out those last couple of levels. I finally got to start like doing a lot of story stuff in Shadowlands that I hadn't. Like, I already knew, I know the story of what happens in BFA. I'm a lore junkie when it comes to Warcraft. And I love it. I've said it before. I love the lore of World of Warcraft. I think it's the most interesting part of the game. I think the game itself is fun. I'm not a very social person, so therefore the MMO part of the RPG does nothing for me because I really don't talk. And I kind of keep to myself. I am that one person who is in the middle of Borean Tundra just running quests by themselves. And they're like, hey, do you need help? I'm like, no, I'm good. Thanks, though. I am that person. I'm a person who has a guild, joins a guild, but never depends on the guild. I am the worst. Like, if the guild needs help, I'll help. But if I'm like, I can't do this quest, I need, like, three other people, but I don't know where to get them from. And it's like, guild chat's right there. I could literally just say, hey, need help, but I won't. I might pop in a chat for like a second and just see what's up, say hey. I am that antisocial that texting on a game gives me crippling anxiety. I, like, somebody joked with me one time in dungeon chat. I was in like a instance group for a dungeon and somebody was joking with me and I was like, I don't know what to say back. I am that I'm that kind of person. It is the worst. I should not be playing a multiplayer game because I cannot communicate with people. I get so focused on tasks a lot too, so I'm not really always looking at chat, but sometimes I am. And they are trying to talk. And I'm like, crickets, like, no sounds. And it's just funny to me. And people, like, might think it's weird. I don't. I'm like I said, I'm the worst person. I don't think it's weird. I think, like, okay, thank you for talking to me. Please go back to running the dungeon, please. It's just... And I know a lot of people have people they run with. I have, like, nobody. I run with my husband. And I have a friend who plays the game. But we're not even on, like, the same realm. So we can't play the game together. And I go about my day. I have no, like, I know, like, people who have a person in the game. And they're like, ah, man, I need to go run this dungeon. But I really don't feel like I need a group. As a hunter, I already have a tank turtle, so I'm going to go find me a... I'm going to call up my buddy who's a healer, and we're going to run these dungeons together, or raids, or whatever the fuck. I don't have that. I usually go by myself and do, like, raids, older raids. I'm like, alright, I'm done. Time to go farm some gear. And I go run in there by myself. Occasionally, every once in a while, I will run into people who are about to run the dungeon, and we'll group up. Especially if they're, like, lower level and need help. Or I need help. So, it's... Well, I mean, even with this, this grind, I was literally carried through two matches. Through two dungeons. Not matches. Two dungeons. By somebody who was just gearing up. They were literally with a group of people and they were just running the dungeons. So they just kept requeuing, queuing. And I was like, I'm just gonna keep going. Fuck questing. I'm getting boosted right here. And not to say I didn't help. I did help, but you know, it feels like you don't need my help. And I know how to play my character. But at the same time, it really feels like you don't need it. Like, you're that one person like, I'm just here. And warlocks can't run fast anyway, so I was, like, seriously behind everybody all the time. Unless I mounted up, which I don't... I forget to do the most basic shit sometimes. I forget to, like, mount up. I forget to summon. my void walker, because they're there to protect me, because clothies have like the shit of defense when it comes to characters. Like, I will sometimes, if it's like a good group and we have a good tank, I won't bring out my void walker. I'll bring out my other ones. But if I've noticed that the tank is not the best, I'll pull out the void walker because we need the extra tank. But at the same time, I forget doing it questing. Like, if I'm questing, I'll forget to take my void walker out, even though I know I need the defense. I'm like, shit, why am I, oh, right, I'm a clothy. I don't have good defense. My armor is not the strongest. I have decent offense. So, it's just funny to me. I do the same shit as, like, with my hunter. I'll forget to take out my animal. And I'm like, where's the animal? I'm like, shit, I forgot to bring out. Okay, hold on. And I'll bring out my animals. And even if we're, like, running, I'll try to foot it. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I do have mounts that I can use. And then I'll mount up and then I'll catch up. And when I get to the fight, I feel like I'm pretty good. I feel like I do my job. I never hear complaints. I think I heard one complaint one time. And it's because I ran too far ahead of the group. I didn't see them. And I ran too far ahead of the group and got, like, killed like that. And, I mean, they just joked. And I, as my warlock, I always keep a soul stone on me in raids and dungeons. Just in case, so the healer doesn't have to be occupied with having to revive me, because I can revive myself. But it's just so damn funny. I laughed at myself hard when I got killed this last time. I was like, ah, shit. Like, that happens to everyone. I'm like, I know. And I'm not saying I'm not the person who hasn't gotten killed in dungeons. I've gotten killed in many of dungeons. Because I am very much, I get so distracted over everything. I'm like, oh, what's that? And it could be nothing. Like, one of the things about World of Warcraft is because there's so many moving characters and monsters and stuff. I go the path of least resistance when it comes to battles and, you know, questing. I try to stay so far out of the way of NPCs so I don't get killed that it's physically ridiculous. I will literally be like hugging a mountain trying to sneak past an NPC so he doesn't attack me or she or it, whatever. And then when I get into a raid or dead, I still follow the same methodology. I try not to fuck with the trash mobs. And it's just people looking, I'm pretty sure they're like, what the fuck is that warlock doing? Like, why is she hugging the wall? And it's like days like that, I miss being like I miss playing on my druid like that, because I loved prowl as a druid. Like, I stayed in prowl mode. I used to just run through shit invisibly. And it was so funny. And people were like, the hell are they doing? And I'm like, I'm just gonna run my ass through all these mobs. If they're a lower level, they didn't know what I was there until I attacked them. So I have played my druid in a while. I need to like go play on my druid. Like, I miss her. I miss playing. And I think I've just gotten so used to playing ranged. I've always liked ranged and I like melee, but I suck as playing a rogue. Like, that's one of the melee classes, like, I've tried, and it just does not work for me. I also have, like, an affinity for elves. I do not know what my problem with elves is. Like, I refuse to make any other class in World of Warcraft. I have an elf character. I have every variation of the elf character. I have a void elf. I have a Nightfallen on my husband's account. I have tons of blood elves, like, me and blood elves are like good. I can tell you the blood elf starting quest from memory by now. And I like night elves. I refuse to play a human. I refuse to play a druid. I mean, not a druid. A draenei. I mean, it's just getting to the point where it's kind of coming off a little racist. Like, can I not play a different race of character? One of these days, I'm going to make a worgen. So I'm gonna make a worgen, and I'm gonna be happy with my little worgen character. God.
Change of location, so you might hear some outside noise.
So, has anybody else saw the behind-the-scenes stuff for Dragon Age? I am hyped about this. Continuing my video game talk. I only really played Dragon Age after Inquisition. We got that on like offhandedly. We got the PS4 a little later than everybody else did, and I really wanted a romance game. So we did research and we found out that Dragon Age has romance in it. And when I say I became like a huge fan of the series, I have read the books. I have. Again, lore junkie. I love lore. I love the history of stuff. I love history in general. Like, I'm the person who watches way too many documentaries. So, if I find something that has a really expanded world and expanded universe, it is like crack for me. I love learning about the different stuff. So, Dragon Age is right up there with Warcraft. And Mass Effect. I actually like playing Mass Effect too. I'm not the best shooter though. And I have to be very careful about how I play them because I get sick from jarring movements that it becomes like I get motion sick. So I can't do too many first person stuff. I have to make sure I'm in third person, which is a hindrance when it comes to like FPS. So with Mass Effect, I get what I need done. I'm more of a swords kind of person. I'm really more of a swords than a gun kind of person. So I like the story of Mass Effect, but I love the story of Dragon Age. And I think it's because I like fantasy. I didn't grow up on fantasy. I grew up on more. No, that's a lie. My mom liked fantasy. I mean, I think the most sci-fi stuff she liked was Star Wars, and Star Wars is science fantasy, and necessarily science fiction. So, and we weren't like, we didn't do Star Trek in the house. And I've always just never liked sci-fi, but I've always loved, you know, fantasy movies. I like Labyrinth, I liked, you know, I love Lord of the Rings. Harry Potter is a series that I grew up with, and still to this day, am collecting the books for, you know, the new editions that they're coming out, the house editions, and I got three of them, so three down, four to go. I've even bought like the illustrated one for my kid. He has the first one. He's not a big fan of Harry Potter as I am, so I might end up collecting those just for me. Game of Thrones came out, and I started reading. Well, I'm listening to A Song of Ice and Fire. I have the audiobooks of those. I just love fantasy. I don't know what it is about fantasy novels and fantasy worlds that I love. And I think it's because I love history and medieval history and all that stuff. It's so enticing to me. And I know people don't like it. I don't get why people don't like it. Personally, I love it. And that sounds kind of pretentious. Like, I don't know why you don't like history stuff and you prefer sci-fi, but everybody knows history is the best. And this sounds like such like a dick thing to say. I like history novels. I like history-based stuff. I read Fire and Blood, and I loved that it was a history-type book. I'm currently reading the Avatar Kyoshi stuff from the Avatar series. That book. And it reads like the history of Kyoshi, and like that's my zhuzh, that's my bread and butter. I love that stuff. It makes me happy, and I get so geeked up on it, especially when I learn about stuff. And like right now, I'm probably gonna go watch a biography based video on YouTube, because YouTube has become kind of a problem when it comes to that. Now I can find all of these different biographies and different like history channel, like the old History Channel documentaries, not like the new History Channel where it's all like ice road truckers. Can I talk about how the History Channel no longer plays anything about history? If we do, it's always like the conspiracy theory alien thing. And I think once a year we get, like, the apocalypse stuff where they talk about the end of the world and the Antichrist. Or, Nostradamus's predictions. I'm sitting there like, does anybody remember like the weeks where we would go and talk about World War II or when they had stuff about the Roman emperors? I miss that stuff. I do not. I don't like watching Pawn Stars. I don't like watching the Antique Pickers dudes. I know there is an audience for that stuff. I have no problems with it. I like Vikings. Vikings is pretty good. I just miss having a space where I can go watch history stuff, because History Channel used to be one of my favorite channels. Now I don't even really watch it because, honestly, they don't play any history documentaries on there anymore. I remember getting so hyped when they did the John F. Kennedy show, even though I think they fucked up on some history stuff, like on some facts. But I was there. Like, any other show I watched every week, I was coming to watch it. Sorry for all the noise again. I'm outside. It was so cool. And you learn so much stuff. Like, history is one of my favorite classes in school. And slowly but surely, they started, like, playing different stuff. They started, you know, doing Swamp People and all that stuff. And again, I watch Swamp People occasionally. I watched the freaking Appalachian ginger, not ginger, ginseng. They would, like, do the ginseng stuff. I saw the Amish Mafia show. Appalachian Outlaws, that was the name of the show. I watched all that stuff. And to me, it was funny, but I didn't learn anything. Only thing I learned was that ginseng root is pretty profitable, I guess. But now I'm like, God, I miss watching documentaries. And now YouTube has enabled me to sit here and watch hours of documentaries. And I mean, it's fun. I love watching it. It's really fun. I like watched a whole week. I just did nothing but watch documentaries about the European royal family line, all the way back from the Plantagenets, like the Tudors back that way, to Queen Elizabeth. That's all I did. And there's a channel I like watching called History Buff. He watches historical movies and then he compares them to what actually happened. And stuff like that I love. Like, if you really like history, go watch his channel. Because he does this so well. He gets so much stuff. And, like, he did a two-parter on, like, Queen Elizabeth. And I knew everything he was going to say because I saw it when I saw the movies. It's just so fun. Like, I watch history movies just to point out shit. Like, that's wrong. That's wrong. Like, no. And I mean, that's all I got to say on that. Alright. Went on a tangent there. What I was talking about, though, was Dragon Age. I love that game. And to see all the wolf stuff, the Dread Wolf stuff, and how betrayed I was at the end. Because I finished the game. I've done the DLC. I have not played the end with my character that romanced Solas. I'm gonna have to do that because I want to see that ending, even though I've seen that ending on YouTube. That's the only way I have, like, I cannot wait to play that. I am the most invested in this because Dragon Age Inquisition was my first Dragon Age game. And I had such a connection with that cast. And I did like Solas. And I was like, hell yeah. Solas, low-key, is a little bit of a perv. But I like him. He can be a jackass sometimes. But he's a good, you know, he's a good straw man to the craziness that is your party. Even though 9 times out of 10, I ran with Dorian, Cole, and Iron Bull. Like, that was my main group. I cannot wait to go through, and I'm gonna have to, like, finish up, because I do have a character that was romance. I made specifically to romance Solas, because he only romances elves, so I had to go make an elf so that I can romance Solas. So I'm gonna have to go and do that, because there's actually a few characters I have not romanced in that game. Like, I romanced Iron Bull off the back. I literally looked up the characters before I started playing. I said, oh, I'm going to romance him. And the only character I wish I could have romanced was Cole. Like, I really like Cole. Does anybody else like Cole? Like, Cullen was cool. Blackwall was kind of boring. I had to make a male character to romance Dorian. I romanced Josephine. That was cool. Sarah, I have not romanced yet. Like, there was characters I wish I could romance. I wish I could have romanced Varric. Liliana, I wish I could have romanced her. But I ended up romancing Iron Bull because I'm weird like that. I romanced Garrus in Mass Effect 2. I always pick the odd-looking people because they usually have the best personality. Cullen actually had a good story when I got down to it. It was really cool kind of trying to see the Inquisitor, Lady Trevelyan, go through all that with him and his lyrium addiction. And it actually hit hard once you got into it. And it's a good payoff. So that was actually pretty fun. Solace, what I got from it so far, was pretty good. Iron Bull, just, I love how you guys go from, like, friends with benefits to a legit relationship. And if you fuck up, he ends up betraying you. And, like, that to me, such good storytelling. But, like, at the same time, I really resonated with Cole. And there's a reason why Cole stayed on my team. I clicked so much with this video game character to the point that I never, even though I was a rogue, that's the only time I played a rogue is on Dragon Age, and he was a rogue, that I never took him out of, and he was a close combat rogue like I was, so normally you would get an archer to go with you. I never took Cole out of my team. I may have switched out Dorian for Solace once in a while, or Vivian, but I never took Cole out. Iron Bull and Cole were like mainstays. They never left my team, and it's because, one, I was romancing Iron Bull, and it's easy to get approval stuff if he's always with your party, and Cole just, I don't know, if Cole was like a real person, I feel like he'd be a friend of mine. And a testament to character, the voice acting and character development, because you felt like you knew some of these people. Like I feel like I know somebody like Cassandra, who is very stern and put together and strict with themselves, but at the same time likes reading like fluff novels you get from the grocery store, and is ashamed of that. And you're like, nah, it's cool. Like what you like. I've had friends like Vivian who had a very hard exterior, but once you got past that, you see there's a good, genuine person behind all that. So I think that's why I'm so excited to play the next one, because Solace came off like that one friend who wanted to do good things but fucked up. And is not ashamed of it. That's one of the things I like about it. Solace is not ashamed of what he's doing. He's more pissed at the fuck up. And he's trying to correct it. And not even correct it to where he's fixing it to what it was before. He's just trying to correct it to where he needs it to do so he can finish his plan. You are nothing but a tool to him at first. And you grow and have this genuine friendship. And I feel like he feels bad. But at the same time, he's not going to step away from what he thinks is right. And that's one of the things I like about Solace, even as a villain. Like, Corinthius in the Inquisition were like the weakest part, and he was the villain. He was just a big bad. Solace, but I feel like Corinthius was just there to build up the Dreadwolf stuff. So that the next time we have this villain that we've traveled with, we've gone into battle with, we've suffered with, you know, He saved your life. He gave you a home. He saved your life multiple times. And now you have to kill him. And that's just... that's some good storytelling. Like, for a video game. Anyway, I'm going to wrap it up here. I will see you guys on the next one. Bye.